Our sermon today is a continuation of a series that leads out of the last one that we were preaching, and that was entitled Being Alive in Christ. And this stands on the end of it because in being alive in Christ, there is something that we need to do if we are to remain alive and have the hope of the things that we spoke of in being alive in Christ. Because there's something that is different, and you and I need to understand that, and that's what I'm going to deal with today. We had said last week, Brother David had said that we're going to look at the different portions of the armor, and we are going to do that. But before I get to the armor, I have to transition between the two series that we were doing, because Brother David did a wonderful outlay for all of us looking at the armor of God and where our struggle, where our fight is. But I need us to realize something, that being alive in Christ has allowed us to receive and know that there's something different about us. There is something different about us. And it's funny because most of us don't even recognize it because it's such a continuation from where we were to where we're going, but yet spiritually something has happened. I'd like you to turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 6. And we're going to, I'll tell you, till we're done with this series, you're going to know this scripture inside and out, because we're going to look at it every week, and we're going to read verses 10 through 18 every week from here to, I don't know, probably five Sundays at least. So from verse 10 in Ephesians, and for those of you who are out there on internet land, you will find that will be on the screen for you. But we here at the church are looking at it in our Bibles. And from verse 10 in the 6th chapter, the word of the Lord saith unto us, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything to stand firm therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Blessed be the word of our Lord. Amen. Well, today I want us to look. First, we have to look at verses 10 and 11. I got to break them down. Because if we're going to be alive in Christ, we're told to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Well, how do we do that? That's what we're going to be talking about throughout this whole thing. Because we are told then to put on the full armor so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. But you and I need to understand something. We cannot do this outside of Christ. How do I know that? Because of what the next two verses tell us. The next two verses are what we're going to deal with today. And we're literally going to deal with three words. Three words throughout these next two verses. Look at verses 12 and 13. It says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything to stand firm, stand firm. Okay? Three words: struggle, resist, and firm. Stand firm. We need to understand those three concepts, because I want you to understand something. In ourselves, in sin, you and I do not struggle against these things. We may struggle in this world. You may struggle against the things of this world. That's because sin is in this world. We are all going to struggle with sin. But we will yield to it. I want you to think about the people who are out there in this world right now. The different things come at them, and the longer it is programmed into them, they change, and they adapt, and they get assimilated into the things that the world wants to bring. Okay? Satan tempted Adam and Eve, and they yielded to his temptation. This is exactly what is happening in our world today. However, when we walk in God, we are able to struggle. We will need to struggle. What does the word struggle mean? Well, this is really kind of cool, because how many of us read some of these words and, you know, hey, we're literate Americans, right? We understand English. And so we know what to struggle is, right? We know what to struggle is. Well, let's see what the definition of struggle is. It says to struggle, make forceful or violent efforts to get free of restraint or constriction, to fight, grapple, wrestle, scuffle, brawl, spar, come to blows, scrap or swedge, to engage in conflict, to compete, to contend, to contest, to vie, to fight, to battle, to clash, to wrangle, to jockey, to lock horns, to war, to wage war, to feud. Strive to achieve or attain something in the face of difficulty or resistance. Strive, try hard, endeavor, make every effort, spare no effort, exert oneself, battle, labor, toil, strain, bend over backwards, put oneself out, go all out. Folks, are you getting this? It says, having difficulty handling or coping with, making one's way difficult, to scramble, flounder, or stumble. That's what struggling is. But you see, it doesn't end there. Struggling is also a forceful or violent effort to get free of restraint or resist attack, to fight, to scuffle, to brawl, to tussle. Would you look at this thing? And it keeps going and going and going. How many of us read that word struggle and just right over it, not realizing what this thing is talking about? Outside of Christ Jesus, you and I cannot battle. We will not labor. We will not put effort out. We will not war against evil. We will yield to it. We will succumb to it. And do I need to give you proof? How many of you remember your life before you were in Christ Jesus? How many of you fall to sin even today? How many of me fall to sin even today? That's the truth of it. All of us are going to find that if we are going to walk in the might and power of God, if we're going to walk in the strength of His might, we need to put on His full armor. Because if we don't put on that armor, we cannot struggle against these things. They are going to overcome us. The world does not struggle against these things. It simply overcomes them. They are slaves to sin. Once we have been set free, we have got to have something on. We have got to have a protection on. And that protection is the full armor of God. Lest our struggles be in vain, because you cannot be a slave to something and not yield to it. But you see, God doesn't end there. That word struggle, boy, I hope you're going to deal with that. I hope you're going to look at your life and you're going to understand that the problems and the conflict and the stress and the troubles that come in your life, that's your struggle. Get on with it. Don't stop. You know, I think everybody wants to have, how many of you want to have a carefree life where everything goes right? That's called heaven, people. That's called heaven. Here on earth, that is not going to happen. And if it does, you better be watching where your end is. Because if everything's going perfect for you, that means Satan is not after you. That means you are not walking in the Lord. Because if you're walking in the Lord, it's going to be a struggle. Because we have got to go against that old nature that is in each and every one of us. And I'm talking to you people out there on the internet too. Because it is so easy to stay away from church and the gathering. Oh, especially now, right? Because, oh, now it's a pandemic. Ah! It's a political panic. I hope you've been paying attention to the sermons I've been giving. Because I'll guarantee you right now, 2.2 million is what they said when this started to scare us. How close are we? Does anybody know? I gave up watching this thing 3 weeks into it because all they did was repeat the same junk. And they're still repeating the same junk. But they've changed the numbers to be a little bit more realistic. And then we find out that, boy, they modify the numbers. For $38,000, everybody at the hospital dies on COVID. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. We need to struggle against this stuff. We need to look things up. We need to fight against the current tides. We need to understand that either you yield to all these things or you be like the Bereans of old and you check it out. And that means struggling with it. That means wrestling with it. That means jockeying with it. That means looking at it for what it really is. And when you find it to be a lie, you resist it. That's the second word I want you to think about. Resist. Oh my. What does resist mean, people? You know, we think about these words, we read over it because we want to get to the good parts of the scripture, right? We want to, oh, what do I got to do? I just put this stuff on. Unless you understand there's a struggle and there's a resisting coming, you're not going to understand why you need these other parts to resist. It means withstand the action or effect of, to withstand, hold out against, combat, counter, weather, endure, outlast, repel, to restrain to be impervious to be impermeable to keep out, to try to prevent by action or argument, to oppose, fight against, refuse to accept, take a stand, there's one for you, go against, obstruct, impede, hinder, block, thwart, frustrate, inhibit, restrain, stop, halt, prevent, check, stem, or curb. And this is one that shocked me. To succeed in ignoring the attraction of something wrong or unwise. To restrain from, abstain from, keep from, forbear from, forego, avoid, not give in to, restrain oneself from, get these last three, love, adore, and relish. Did you just hear that? To love, adore, and relish. This is the definition, okay? I'm not making this stuff up. Because if we love truth, we will resist evil. Amen? We will adore God and His Word. Amen? And we will relish His decrees in our lives. That is to restrain or to resist. you and I need to understand that resisting is going to be the most difficult thing you're going to do. The struggle is going to happen because Christ is in you. But without the power of God, without the full armor of God, you are not going to be able to resist. I want you to think about something. How many of you have ever gone down to the ocean and you see the wooden piers in the ocean, and they've been there for a long time, and you see how the wood's rotted and weathered right at the waterline? Do you ever wonder why that is? Because the waves are constantly coming in and bashing it. From the waterline up, the pillar will look brand new. But from the waterline down, especially right in that area where the tide goes up and down, it looks pretty nasty. What keeps it standing? Because they pressure treat that lumber, okay? They put a chemical in there so that it will resist the salt that will make it decay and rot. It resists the water. It repels it. You and I need to have a coating like that. We put coatings on steel, anything that's out there in the elements, okay? We use galvanized steel to make it last. Because if it's not galvanized, if it's not coated, if it doesn't have this exterior coating, the elements will eat it away where rust doth destroy, right? You and I need to understand the rust of our lives is sin. And we need to have a coating on us. We need to have something on us to allow us to resist from the outside. But we also have to have the Spirit of God in us that we may resist. We need to be coated both inwardly and outwardly. The outwardly is the full armor of God. The inwardly is the power of the Holy Spirit. Can I get an amen? God is giving us everything we need to resist, but we have to apply it, all right? I think it's kind of funny. At my house right now, I've got 10 gallons of paint in my basement, and I have bee boxes sitting outside. They're painted, except for the last 6, because I ran out of time and I had to get them out. What do you think is going to happen to those last 6 that are out there being used in the yard right now? They're going to rot. They're going to start to fall apart. The weather is going to work on them, and they're going to warp, and the bees are going to get out. That's the way it works in life. If we don't have the proper coatings, how many of you? Where's Caitlin? Over there. How many of you put on the proper coatings to go out in the sun? Miss Caitlin looks like a lobster today. She got a little bit too much sun and not enough sunscreen. We need to understand. Life shows us that we have to have this protection around us so that we can restrain, so we can resist. I keep wanting to say restrain. So we can resist these very things in life so that we can then stand firm. I want you to think about something. That little word, that little four-letter word, both of those definitions were one page, right? This one gets 2 pages. Firm. Firm gets 2 pages. Firm. Having a solid, almost unyielding surface or structure. Solid, unyielding, resistant, solidified, hardened, compacted, compressed, condensed, dense, close-grained, stiff, rigid, inflexible, inelastic, congealed, frozen, solid in place and stability, secure, secured, stable, steady, strong, fixed, fast, set, established, tight, immovable, irremovable, unshakable, stationary, anchored, moored, rooted, embedded, riveted, cemented, nailed. Ooh, boy, there's one. For of a person or action or attitude showing resolute determination and strength of character, resolute, determined, decided, steadfast, adamant, assertive, empathetic, single-minded, wholehearted, unfaltering, unwavering, unflinching, unswerving, unyielding, unbending, inflexible, unrelenting, committed, strongly felt, and unlikely to change, close, good, intimate, confident, confidential, inseparable, dear, special, valued, treasured, cherished, constant, enduring, abiding, devoted, loving, faithful, durable, reliable, deep-rooted, long-standing, long-lasting, steady, stable, and staunch. Whew. I'm starting to run out of breath. Decided upon and fixed or definite. Definite, fixed, settled, decided, established, confirmed, exact, clear-cut, concrete, hard and fast, unalterable, unchangeable, irreversible, writ in stone. And if I may add one last one of my own, holy, eternal. Because when we stand firm in God and He in us, we are holy. Wholy. And holy, eternal. Now. And if we are going to be that holy, eternal being, we must have upon us the full armor of God. There are no two ways about it. As life comes at us, and we, I pray, come at life, it is the understanding that each and every one of us has to know who we are, where we are. Because the struggle is real. In this world, you and I are going to struggle, and God is going to be there to help us. He is going to be there to help us resist all the things that come at us in life, because He took the penalty for us. We cannot do it in this flesh the way we are as sinful people. God has got to transform us through the power of His self in us, that we may then be able to stand firm. Do you understand those three words now? Do you understand how important those three words are to achieving being strong in the strength of His might? Because without the armor of God, we cannot struggle, we will not struggle, we will not resist, and we will not stand firm. We will yield, we will relent, and we will give up. And we will fall down at the feet of our enemy. And to do so is to be outside of Christ. That's a scary thought. But I have one piece that I need to give you that I want to send you out of here with today. And that one piece comes to us from the book of Romans. I want you to turn there with me. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Because if we are willing to walk with God, in God, and put on this full armor that we're going to talk about over these next few weeks, we will gain a victory now, a victory that will change our lives, change the lives of our friends around us, and change our world. Romans chapter 8, beginning in the 31st verse, and reading to the end of the chapter. Romans 31, For those on the internet, it's up on the screen right now. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. As we struggle, as we resist, as we stand firm, the victory is already ours. But we have got to do those three very things. And in order to do them, we need to put on the full armor of God. Because without the armor of God, you are vulnerable. You are open to attack, and every blow that comes against you will land. Brother Wendell, how important is armor in the military? It is of the most critical. We armor people, we armor vehicles, we armor helicopters, we armor everything. Why? Because without that deterrent, it is vulnerable. We are vulnerable. It is a concept that we know and understand, because in the struggle, in order to resist and stand firm, there must be something over it to protect it. And the only covering that will protect us, the only covering we need, not only on the outside, but penetrated to the inside, is the power and the might of Jesus Christ through God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Put on the full armor of God. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to come back next week, because next week we're going to look at being girded with the truth. We call it a belt, okay? We call it a belt. It doesn't say that here. It says, gird your loins with the truth. We're going to look at what that means. And then we're going to talk about the breastplate. Those 2 points are next Sunday. If you want to walk this walk, if you want to fight this fight, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's the fight of your life. Come back and see how to be dressed. Because I'll guarantee you right now, many of us are going into battle naked. And we're wondering why we're losing. We wonder why we're beating our heads against the wall. Jesus Christ has just told us here, we just read it, there is nothing, nothing created that will defeat us in the love of God in Christ Jesus. Can I get an amen? Amen. Come back next week, people out there on the internet. I want you to remember, God loves you. He has made provision for you. And in His strength, we can and will abide and succeed and thrive. Pray with me. Gracious Father, we thank you for the words that you have given us. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the love of Christ Jesus. And we thank you for the ability to struggle, to resist, and to stand firm. Because in those three things, Lord, we learn that that is loving you and walking aright with you. Our world is going to come against us in every form and every fashion. But we need to stand up for Jesus Christ. We need to understand that is He who leads us, that is He who intercedes for us and takes upon Himself our penalties, that we may take upon ourselves His holiness, His righteousness, both now and forevermore. In Christ Jesus, amen.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can find us on the web at www.theheartofchristchurch.com. If you have found benefit in listening to this message, you can send us an email from our contact page, or if you would like to donate or write to us, do so at P.O. Box 1011, Quentin, PA 17083.